to the end of Perek Yud Dalet. And La Precious Bimin Hagim. He said that Precious, basically abstaining from various things, has three different aspects to it. The first one is to abstain from various pleasures of the world, and that we went into, when it's good and when it's not good. And the second one is abstaining from things that may be okay but could be problematic, being machmer in various halachas. And we explained that last time, where it's good to be machmer and where sometimes it's not a good thing to be machmer. Not every chumrah, or for not every person, is being machmer a proper thing. Because sometimes being machmer leads a person to be makel, or if you're too machmer, then you end up doing nothing because you think it's impossible or whatever. Said it Adam Harishon, right, when he added and said, you can't even touch the tree, right, and that's what the Sultan got to Chava. Didn't the Rabban Shimon say you can't eat anything? So if nothing's mutter, then everything's mutter. Because it's impossible that people should... We had a meeting in my house tonight with some people who were computer savvy to see what to do with the internet here. How to control it, to block it, to filter it, or whatever. And again, if everything is osur, then nothing is osur. So there has to be some way of balancing how to do this properly. And I see that it's very, very difficult. Very difficult. I asked them what Don and Kiryat Sefer. They said they also had a meeting like this around Rosh Hashanah time, and since then they haven't done anything. So Baruch Hashem, we're on the same line. In any case, so we're working on. If anybody has any ideas or whatever, probably have a second meeting of Lamaisa. This was more theoretical, what's possible to do, and then we'll have to figure out the Lamaisa of what we actually can do here. But and one thing we're going to do for sure in the beginning is to make everybody block their internet from the outside, so we don't have people coming here, both our own children and people from the outside, taking off the internet. Who knows what they're doing with it, even whatever. That's easy to do, but even that doesn't last a long time. And if it's reset, then you have to do it again. But that, I think, we can start. At least everybody here, the moshav shouldn't be a place where people think they can come and get internet or whatever and escape from where they are and do it anonymously or whatever. So that we'll probably do right away, and then see from there what else can be done. It's not an easy thing. So that's, again, chumras are very nice. It would be easy to say. We could have said years ago also, no videos here, no internet, no. But it was impossible. People, the only way people communicated with relatives in Chutz La'aretz was through videos. People sent videos. That was the old times, when you'd have, there was no internet, there was just videos were the problem. So I asked Rabbi Yashiv. And they ushered, all videos or whatever. And he said, under the circumstances, people here could have video machines and videos, and just you have to try to control it. But to usher it, it was impossible. It was ridiculous. It was not something that a rov hatzibur yicholim lamod bo. But because of that, it leads to, it's hard to control things. And so what happens is, if you usher it, then everybody does it clandestinely, and then you can't control anything, right? For all the internet that's also people have it, whatever, Kiryat Sefer. Somebody told me that they went around the blocks over there and they found, they could go into anybody's internet. People supposedly don't have internet, have internet.
And they're not locked down.
Right, because nobody wants to, they can't control something that doesn't exist.
There are also plenty of people who use their neighbor's internet.
Right.
Everybody uses the neighbor, so. Okay.
In any case, what I learned from that is that it's very complicated. It's not so pasha. And the kids know they can do anything with it. And we, old people, have no idea, except, turn it on, turn it off. And
the kids just need a phone, they don't need a computer.
Yeah, those are, yeah. But that's what they do. They walk around with these phones, and they have internet connected to people's internets all over. And it's easy to block it once, but it's hard to keep it blocked because if something goes wrong with the computer and you have it serviced, the blockage is...
That's
very easy to put a system on it. Really,
yeah, it doesn't necessarily reset, even though somebody's been saying that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I had mine reset, and I forgot myself to reset it. But it's really,
yeah, but that's
really
already Yotzim in the cloud. Okay. Let's go back to him. Okay, so in any case, so that's the second thing of Chumris. And the third thing now we didn't learn, that's what we're going to do now, and this is maybe going to open up a discussion. Precious Biminhagim. Minhagim over does not mean minhagim like we normally think, customs. Minhagim means a person's social interactions, how he conducts himself socially. They're also this precious. Precious meaning not being involved too much with other people, seemingly. Who is boldedus, vahevdol min hachevra hamedinis, lefanos libo el ha'avoda, vahis boninus bokaroi. This precious is abstaining from too much social connections, interactions, right? In order that a person should be able to be alone and work on himself and work on his connection with the Rabbanu Shalom. Uvitnai, shlo yate gam bezeh l'kzeh o'achar. However, there's a balance. There are people who are total introverts and porish min hatzibur and have nothing to do with anybody else, totally live to themselves. And that's also wrong. You need a healthy balance between how much you're involved with other people and how much you are able to be separate to yourself. Shekvar omru chazal, la'olam te daito shalodam mureves amabrios. Chazal said a person should be sociable. He should be mixed in with other people. Shouldn't be a person who has no connection to other people. V'chein omru, cherev al habadim v'no'alu. It's a negative thing. Mara says a person becomes stupid because of that. If you learn on your own, if you don't learn with a chavrusa, you have to, people who learn only on their own and don't have chavrusas to learn with or whatever, interact with other people in learning is also a negative thing. Eli yischaber ha'avim ma'atovim zman mashim etzorek lo limudo o leparnososo. Person should see to it, first of all, that he only associates with good people, and we'll see in 1 second what that means, who these good people are, and he should only do it if it's necessary for his learning or for his parnasa. B'cheskel Sarna here on the bottom says, sounds like it's only for learning and parnasa that you should have to shaykhus to other people and not for other things, and we'll see that lachor not necessarily the case. And then a person should leave time for himself to be alone and work on himself and his relationship to the Rabbanu Shalom. And therefore a person shouldn't talk too much, even in things that are mutter. Surely not to waste his time talking about things that are important. And not to look around and be curious about what are going on around you. Stay within your Dalet Amos. Don't talk too much. More or less be a private person, at least some of the time. A person should get used to this until it becomes a habit. These three things, even though he said it basically in general, these things include a lot of individual things. It's impossible to go into details because the details change from person to person. Everybody needs a balance that fits their personality, their situation, their temperament, and the balance is different for different people. So where it's good to abstain from these things and where it's good to indulge changes from person to person what the details are. Okay, that's I want to speak a little bit about this inyan, because it's an inyan that we speak about all the time, and that is how much a person should be part of a tzibur, and how much he should be off to himself, and not necessarily be involved with the tzibur. The Gemara says, first of all, Rabbi Cheskel Sarna says, seems from what he says, that it's only where it's absolutely necessary because of parnasa, or because of learning, that you should have shaychus to other people. Otherwise, pretty much be a loner to yourself. But he says that what's it called? That's not necessarily the case, right? He says that what he says is the following. He says that it's not just where it's absolutely necessary. But even if a person could make a living and totally separate himself from other people, and have no shaykhs to other people, he should try to find a living to make that he doesn't have shaykhs to other people. There is a mila of having a connection to other people. Same thing with the learning. Even if conceivably you could learn on your own, you should still try to find something to learn with. Okay? And Chazal say that, what's it called? Oh, chevrusa or misusa. Comes to learning, for sure, part of the memches devarim is how you interact with other people. Pilpul chaverim, dibuk chaverim, is some of the things of the memches devarim shatora niknes bohem. And besides that, right, the danger of having shaychus with too many people is that you'll be influenced for the negative. Right? But on the other hand, the reason why the Rabban Shalom made that people are influenced by other people is because bedafka people need other people. Because nobody in this world can do everything on their own. They have to interact with other people to have any kind of shlemus. So the Rabban Shalom made it that people should be influenced by each other so they can have a connection to each other. But whatever's for the good is equally can be used for the bad. So you can be influenced for the bad also. Which agav, so who are the good people? We always said that everybody seeks to attach themselves to people better than themselves, so they can learn from them and be influenced. Why would those people want to have anything to do with you? Because you're obviously looking to them because they're better than you, but you're worse than them. So why would they have anything to do with you? They're looking for people better than them. So everybody, like the Keystone Cops, is chasing after somebody who's running away from them. So basically the rule, I think, is the following. You have to find people who, in general, basically have the same standards and values that you have. Okay? Who basically are Shomrei Torah mitzvahs and on the level that you would like to be. Right? And in certain areas, some people have strong points and some people have weak points. Right? And not everybody is perfect. Nobody is perfect in everything. So some people are better than me in Shmirah Shabbos. They're more perfect. But they're not so good as me in Shmiras Haloshim, and vice versa. So a person has to be able to live with people who are like-minded, right? And in general, they subscribe to the same things, and learn from the positive sides of the people who are stronger than him in certain areas, and let them learn from him in those areas that he's stronger. So it's not a question of always somebody better than you, because nobody's better than you all across the board. They may be better than you in certain things, but not so good in other things. So you have to look for the good things that you can learn from other people, as long as we're talking about people that are basically in the same league, and where they can learn from you, from your strong points. And so that's how you learn from them and their strong points, they learn from you and your strong points.
Ralph, can I sort of question at this point? Generally we say when we learn the Silas Sharam, we, on today's day and age, we're not really beyond the first level. So when we come to this level of precious, it's not, in a certain sense, it's not really applicable to us. But all these modifications that the Rav's speaking about, would that even apply to people who are on that level of precious? Is it an overall...
Yeah. Even people, like we said, it depends. People can outgrow the need for certain things, and then they're on a much higher level. They don't need these things. So for somebody like that, they don't need it. There's no reason, bedafka, right? But when it comes to, that was when it comes to pleasures of this world. That's when it comes to not being machmer in things or whatever. They don't need it, so it's not an imposition on them. But in this area, That's what he says. It's not an idea of bedafka, pulling yourself away from the community, right? And being a loner is not necessarily a positive thing, right? It's only positive in certain respects. So even there's nobody who's reached a level where he doesn't need other people. But a bunch of made people to need other people. And not only that, you have a responsibility to other people too. You can't just live for yourself, right? You have to be involved with other people, right? That's what Hillel said. Al tifrosh min hatzibur. Don't be a person who separates himself from the tzibur. You live in a tzibur, be involved with the tzibur. But you can go overboard and be too involved with the tzibur too and not have any time for yourself and not be involved in yourself at all. You get too involved with the tzibur. Right? Then your family suffers and you suffer as an individual, whatever. But on the other hand, if you have no shaychus with the tzibur, some people like to be alone completely, that's not a positive thing either.
Even according to this.
That's what he said, B'cheskel Sar. Sounds to him that it's only where it's absolutely necessary that you should have shaychus with other people. And he says that's not the case. We see from so many chazal, right? That just that, al tifrosh min hatzibur. Don't separate yourself, right? And we always explain that Hillel said five things in that Mishnah. Al tifrosh min hatzibur. The al tamin ba'atzmecha ad yom moscha. Right? Don't believe in yourself. Don't trust yourself till you die. The al tadin es chadercha shetagil mkomo. Don't judge other people till you come to their place. The al tomer al dover she'ef shalishmo shesofel shal. Don't say on something that can't be heard, that eventually be heard, which we'll get to in a second what it means. And the al tomer lech she'ef ne'esh ne'shem elosipane. Don't say when I have time, I'll learn, because maybe you'll never have time. So make time now.
So why does the Mesilas Yesharim say it in a way that it appears that...
He says it. There's a lot of qualifications here. It depends on the person.
He says it.
Yeah, basically. But what we always explain, that what Hillel said is one thing, and it really puts the qualifications into perspective. He said one general rule, don't separate yourself from the community. But there are reasons why people feel that they should separate themselves from the community. Right? And Hillel, in those four things, answered those excuses. First one, a lot of people who feel they don't need a community. Right? They're strong enough on their own. Communities are good for people who need a support system. Weak people. Strong people don't need a community, they can do it on their own. On that, Hillel said, Al tamin ba'atzmach ad yom moscha. Nobody doesn't need support system. Nobody's strong enough on their own. And that's why the Rabbanu Shel Olam, people influence each other for the good. People strengthen each other. And like I said, where I'm weak, you're strong. Where I'm strong, you're weak. So we strengthen each other, hopefully, and don't pull each other down. But if we look to the strong points of each person, then you gain from friends. You gain from being around other people who can influence you for the good. Right? If somebody has a good eye, sometimes it's hard to have. Okay, and you look around, just look around the moshav, right? I'm sure that Lipschitz can, right? There's so many people here who have such, like, special talents, right? They may not be really special people all over, right? But Lamaisa, this inyan, they're very special, and they have what's it called, you can learn from them, and they're big bali chesed, or they're medactic in this, or medactic in that, or they're very, what's it, whatever it may be. Right. If you look, you can learn from a lot of strengths and talents that people have. Right. And if you wouldn't be around those people, you would be missing them. On the other hand, you could look for all the negative things and say that everybody's a bunch of no good nicks because this one's no good here and this one's no good there. And really, then you want to just be on your own, then you're no good either, so you might as well separate yourself from yourself also. So that's the first thing. People who don't think they need a community, everybody needs a community. Everybody needs a support system. Not only that, but normally we think that being don lekatzchus, giving people the benefit of the doubt and looking at them in a positive way and not being overly critical of people is for their sake. Right? This way, you know, what's it called? You're a nice person. But the truth is, it's just as much for your sake. The Maharil Diskin says that people are affected by the surroundings around them. So if you look at everybody negative, this one's no good and that one's no good and whatever, so then you're living amongst people who are no good. So it's going to eventually affect you, right? And you're not going to have, not only is it going to affect you that you're going to become like them, because you don't like them, so you're not going to become like them, but there's no peer pressure. As normally, if you think you're living around people who are good people, then you have an extra added incentive to be good, because you know you don't want to be different than everybody else. But if you look around, you say, well, this one's no good and that one's no good or whatever, then there's no peer pressure to make you want to be good, because they're worse than I am anyway, so whatever I do is okay. Right? If you live amongst people who are all Mechalli Shabbos, you have no incentive to be extra careful in Shabbos, because I'm better than they are anyway, so what's to give me the incentive to want to be Medak? But if I live around people that I think are really nice Shomer Shabbos people, then I'm embarrassed not to be Shomer Shabbos as much as they're, because that gives me an incentive to want to be better. So the more I look positively at other people, the more it benefits me. And the more I look at the negative, the more it's a detriment to me. So that's the first thing. Don't think you don't need other people. Everybody needs other people. No man is an island. Right? Nobody can exist on their own. You need to interact with other people. Up to a point. But you need other people. You can't do it on your own. Second thing. People say, okay, I need other people, but not these people. Right? These people are not for me. I have to separate from them. They're no good or whatever. So on that, Hillel said, you may be right, but don't make that decision until you get close to people. First, involve yourself with people. And then you'll see. Maybe Taki, you're right. These talking to kind of people you can't have anything to do with. But don't make that decision from afar until you see them close up. Because sometimes if you look at a person from afar, you see all the negative things. When you get to know them better, you see a lot of positive things. With children, it's like that also. And sometimes you look at some of the kids around here, and if you're from far, they look like really negative. But if you get to know them a little more, you find that they have this smile and that smile, and they do this good thing and that good thing, and they're not all bad. That's cool. There's positive things too. So don't make the decision that these are not the kind of people that I can have a connection to until you have a connection with them, and then you can make the decision. Don't make the decision from far away. Don't judge people till you get close and see them in their totality. That's where it says, have you done this? Kol ha'adam l'katzchus. Don't look only at parts of the person. Look at the entire person, and usually nobody is totally bad or totally good. There's good points, there's bad points, and you get to see all of them, and then you can make the decision whether what outweighs what, and maybe these are talking not the people to have connection to. Third thing, people don't have anything to do with the tzibur, because the tzibur doesn't listen to them. Right? Because I give the tzibur advice, I tell them what I think, and I'm always right. Right? So, and they don't listen. So Mamela, what's about nothing to do with them? There are a lot of people like that. Right? People, usually people who don't know too much, but think they know everything. It's those kind of people that don't have a lot of learning, but or in certain areas, some people have a lot of learning, secular learning, but they don't have a lot of Torah learning. And that's why it says, the main Torah ain't Derech Eretz. The Torah always bothered me, Derech Eretz. What does Derech Eretz have to do with Torah? You could be a fine person, doesn't know a lot of Torah, and have Derech Eretz. But it seems to point out that if a person doesn't have a lot of learning, but he thinks he knows everything, then it's going to affect his Derech Eretz also. And people who feel that they're always right, and if people don't listen to them, then they're obviously idiots, because why shouldn't they listen to me, right? So on that, the Hillel said, Al Tomer Al Dover She'ef Shelushmoa. There's certain times you're not right, and you're wrong. And sometimes people see things the way they want to see them, for personal reasons. They have a grudge, they have a chip on their shoulder, they have whatever it may be, and because of that, everything that this one does or that one does is wrong. And nobody, what's it called, the people they don't like can't do anything wrong, can't do anything right, and the people that they do like can't do anything wrong. And Mamela, they're always making decisions in their mind, who's right and who's wrong, right? What's right, what's wrong. And there are things that are impossible to hear. They're just not right. So, but they say, but look, people, I'm always going to be right. In the end, they're going to see I'm right. And, right, so on that, Hillel said, Al Tomer, Al Dover, She'ef Shelushmoa. There are certain things that are not right. Don't say, well, they're going to see in the end that I'm right. In the end, they're going to see you're not right either. Right? Not everything that a person thinks is the way it should be. And therefore, if the tzibur doesn't accept your opinions, right, doesn't mean that there's something wrong with the tzibur. Could be there's something wrong with your opinion. So Hillel says, it could be not. But don't say on something that's impossible to hear that in the end it's going to be heard. In other words, in the end they'll see I'm right. No, in the end maybe you're not right. That's Hillel. And the next thing, the next reason people don't have anything to do with the tzibur is because they feel they don't have time for things they need. They have time for their family, time for their own learning, whatever. And on that, Hillel said, if I don't have to do with the tzibur, I'll have more time for myself. And I'll learn. I'll do other important things that I have to do. Shema lisipana. Because a person has a responsibility to a community too. And do you think the Rabbanu Shem will let you gain from time that you take away from your responsibility to the community? Like tzedakah. Rav Moshe Feinstein said a person has to give a tenth of his money to other people. He has to give a tenth of his time to other people too. And I don't know if it's dafka exactly a tenth, but if you have more, whatever, you give more, whatever, whatever. But at least a tenth. So if I don't give that tenth of my money, do you think the Rabbanu Shem is going to let you benefit from that money? Same thing. If I don't give the time that I really am responsible to share with other people and to give for the sake of other people, the Rebbeinu Shem is not going to let you benefit from that time. So he'll find other things to do. You have to go to Kupat Cholim, you have to go here, go there. There's a million things that can take up your time that the Rebbeinu Shem controls. So don't think you're going to gain by taking time away from your responsibility to the community. It's not going to work. Right? That's something the Rebbeinu Shem is not going to let you gain from that. So those are good reasons why people don't have connection to the community. We say Korach was the example of somebody who wanted to do everything on his own. Totally not a communal team person, to say the least. And the names of Korach represent that. Korach is Kereach, is bald. No offense to bald people, but bald means that I feel I have nothing to offer. Some people don't have anything to do with the community because they feel they have nothing to contribute. And it's not true. Everybody has something. If you get to know people, everybody has something they can contribute to the community that other people can't do. It may not be, you know, world-shaking, but it's something. So that's one thing. And then there's, Korach ben Yitzhar. Some people, just the opposite. They think that they are so privileged, they're like oil. They like float to the top, that they wouldn't have anything to do with these common people. Like, they're too important to have anything to do with the community. Right? They're too pure to have anything to do with the community. So that's another kind of person that doesn't have to do. He's Yitzhar. He's the person who floats on top of the water. And then there's Kahas. Kahas means acidic. Not Hasidic, acidic. Acidic means people who are kihui. Kiwi is when something is very sharp. The people who are too negative, everything's no good. They're constantly complaining, constantly critical of everything. Right? The people who just love to be critical, except for themselves. The only ones who are not critical of themselves. But everything else, this one's no good, and that one's no good, and this one doesn't know how to do, and anybody who's doing for the tzibur, they have plenty of criticism. But to do something, that not. But to criticize, yeah. So critical people are very hard to be part of a tzibur. Too critical. And last one is Levi. Levi means an escort. They like to benefit from what everybody else does. They want a free ride. But they don't want to do anything. They just want to accompany what other people do. You do it. You put in the effort. I'll enjoy it. But that I should put in the effort that other people should enjoy. Why? I don't want to work. I just want to benefit from the tzibur. I don't want to contribute to the tzibur or work anything. Let everybody else do the work and I'll benefit. So I think that preaching to the choir over here today, you know, these are people, everybody here, somebody has something to do with the tzibur in some way or another. But people have nothing to do with the tzibur for one of these reasons. it's very difficult to become a tzibur person if you got into the habit of not, for one of these reasons. And it's the tzibur's responsibility to try to give people incentives to want to, because really, if everybody would have a connection, first of all, it would be easier on everybody, because more people involved, and the community would benefit, because there is what to benefit from everybody here. And if more people be involved and be less critical and less negative, right, everybody work together, it would be a really utopian kind of situation that we have. But Baruch Hashem, there's a Yetzer Hara, and nothing ever works out the way it's supposed to perfectly. So the people who at least feel that need and have a connection to the people shouldn't get meyuish and shouldn't get too negative because not everybody understands that. You should realize what you're doing is right, and it's important to have a shaykhus with other people, and it's important to with a limit. And there's also an inyan of a person not being mafker himself totally to other people and to be private too. There is an idea of being private also. So somebody knows how to balance that, and each person's balance is different than matovu manoya. If you don't know how to balance it, and you go to one extreme or the other, usually it's not a good thing in most cases. Okay. Let's go to the... any questions on this? Okay, it's one of my pet peeves, so I don't know if my...